It's Nick Jackson Ducco. Welcome to the podcast, all.
Strong Friday show, team.
Indeed.
Strong.
Strong show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, feel strong.
Talked about wiping dogs' butts. You know, you've got that
we
to
didn't
look
just talk
to.
About it, Gilly. Yeah. We came to a definitive conclusion.
I don't know if
don't
we
know.
Can accept this.
Yeah. How dare you? I rearranged bedside tables because of the do you, don't you?
Yeah.
You will be doing the outcome of this one,
silly
too.
Boy.
Silly boy.
Silly boy.
You're such a silly boy.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It's been a bit of a rude week, hasn't it? It's a crude week.
Dude, totally.
Yeah.
A lot of butt stuff.
Yeah, what's going on there? What happened? It came back from holidays. It was like,
oh, my own.
And I'd like to think that next week will be a cleaner week. But I don't know if it will.
I don't know if it will. Well, next week is an exciting week, Gilly, because not only do you turn 40, but we're going to find out how Ducco is going to make reparations after the absolute nuclear bomb he dropped this morning.
Yeah, he's not coming to the 40th.
Not coming to the 40th.
How's that in my own life that I didn't even realise that till like a week out from your 40th?
It's all right, I'll turn 40 again.
Oh!
Hey, I'll be... I know it's not your actual birthday. I know you've got your actual
it
day of your
my
birthday.
Actual birthday.
No, but your actual... Shut up, man. Yeah, look, I'm not going to be there.
No, that's all right. You've got... What are you still doing here? You should be at home or locked in a room with a whiteboard and your thinking cap on.
Yeah. I know.
Furiously
brainstorming. Because don't forget, I also want reparations. Because now I'm going to have to carry the keg out on my own.
You've really
won
out of this.
I have to make the toast on my own. I'm going to have to go around and make sure everyone signs the book on my own.
Yeah.
The partner at the party has the biggest job. And now you've left me to do
it on my
own.
You have to do the acrostic poem on your own.
I'll do the acrostic poem. Ah. Who's going to do the I and the K?
Oh,
I've got the N and the C on lock.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
That's spelled Nick, by the way.
You'll hear in the show why I couldn't do it. That's coming up in this little podcast.
Feel free to keep flooding Ducco's DMs with
ideas,
vitriol,
what I can do.
And also ideas.
I've already sent 3 messages. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au. So we all love dogs, you know what I mean? Everyone loves a good dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's very telling when you say, oh, I don't really like dogs. I don't like you.
Yes. Now, what's the first thing you do when you see a dog if there's treats around? You want to give the dog treats.
Oh, absolutely, because that's how they'll love you.
Exactly. That's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
But apparently that's been debunked. Pups don't actually remember generosity. They don't care if you give them treats or not.
What?
Yes, so there was a study conducted, which is, once again, another strange study. Well, they were animal behaviourists from the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna, over in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically did this thing where they got a bunch of dogs and they gave them all treats. One person gave them treats and still punished them or did what they needed to do. One person didn't but still punished them. And then after, when both tried to call them, the pup didn't care who it went to. It didn't remember the act of generosity given to them moments before. So say, me and Jess have a dog, right?
Yeah.
Gilly's our dog.
Gilly's the dog. Jess gives Gilly treats. Gilly loves the treats. I don't give Gilly treats, but I still punish him. And then we both call him. He still comes to me.
So it's not like he goes, hey, she was the lady with the treats. Excellent being a dog, by the way, Gilly.
Yeah. Good dog.
Good dog.
Really good dog. Good boy.
He doesn't care.
Yep.
He's just like...
They had no preference. They didn't
care.
Are
they almost like, she gave me the treats before, which would suggest... He might still have treats.
Oh.
I'll still go back to him and suss him out.
I don't know if they're mentally doing a stock take.
If they can't if they can't remember instances of generosity.
So you're telling me that they love you while you're giving them the treats, not because you gave them the treats.
Exactly. They just they just get the food from you and they're just like, great, I love this, I love that.
I didn't need to know this, Ducco. Yeah. Like, Angus and I had a very lengthy conversation the other day if Gianni has nice memories, you know? So I've really assigned a lot of human stuff to this dog because we put him in the pet resort, remember, when we went away?
Yeah.
And while we were away, Angus and I were like, do you reckon he's thinking about us? Remember, do you think he misses his home and his bed and his toys and that sort of thing? It's just telling me, nah, they just live in the moment.
Yeah, they live in the
moment.
And
they don't really care.
I don't think dogs have many memories. Obviously, they know who their owners are and they know who their loyal ones are, but they know who the ones that bed them and feed them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more consistent.
It's more consistent daily. They're big routine animals.
Yeah. Mm. And like how far they've come as well. We've devolved them into,
like
the reliant messes that they are these days.
Yes.
Very cute, but not very, like, reliable anymore.
No.
When I got up this morning to go to work, I turned the light on and Pam was under the doona and she, like, looked at me and she's like, turn it off.
Daddy, it's Friday. It's been a big week.
What are you doing? So, yeah, treats. Doesn't matter, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to ignore that.
So a lot of foods that people think are healthy have been deemed not particularly healthy.
I hate these, Gilly, because then I find out I've been like a slave to them for a decade or whatever, and it's like a waste of the time.
But there's
really
some
creamy pasta.
Be...
Turns out it's not good for you, Jess.
I will not hear a bad word about creamy pasta.
But some are the other way around. Things that maybe you thought were really, really bad
are very slightly less than really bad.
So this is researchers that spent 3 years investigating over 8,000 different types of food and drink, examining 54 different attributes, right?
Jeez, good sample size.
I know. To create a scale, which is 0 to 100. 0 being the least healthy. 100, spinach, by the way, gets 100, is the most healthy.
Okay, so there your markers. 100. Anything is there anything that is a 0?
Nothing I've seen in here that's a 0.
Okay.
But I'm sure there is something. It doesn't mention it though. So foods like fruit and vegetables, very good. Spinach, as I said, 100. But processed things, maybe you want to go and grab yourself a cheeseburger, 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It's obvious.
But, yeah, fair. Yeah. We understand.
Yeah. But we do have some wins, right? So chocolate ice cream with nuts, like full sugar, full cream, chocolate ice cream with nuts, are 35 compared to... a granola bar, 15.
It's like granola music, like Carmen's granola muesli,
so
just
you're,
sugar.
You're telling me that I'm better off eating the chocolate ice cream because that was higher in the ranking.
Yeah, because based on the attributes, the 54 attributes, it's mainly starch and sugar, the granola, right? Holding it all together. Whereas ice cream has the sugar, it doesn't have the starch, but it's also got nuts, great form of legumes, and dairy. So a serve of dairy, very handy.
Good for me
rates
bones.
Rates are higher. But still only a 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
An omelette, bang in the middle, 51.
Interesting. Everyone always thinks that's so healthy.
Yes.
I thought eggs were like a superfood.
They are very good for some things, but not offering a lot of other stuff and kind of... pushes a few little things towards heart disease and stuff like that.
Oh, and you need a couple eggs for an omelette. So you're doing, or a frittata, I can imagine.
If we're looking in the breakfast realm, cornflakes got a 16.
That's not great.
That's low. I thought, what's in a cornflake that's bad? Or
I know.
Because it's lacking in stuff as well.
Yeah, but porridge, just plain old porridge. So just with water, oats. A 75.
Bang.
Oh, but so bland.
Good carbs, get those oats.
Boring.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it boosts heart health. But
well,
who's
if you
not
want,
putting...
Adam's on coconut yogurt. Not bland anymore.
Okay.
Hello.
I don't want your koyo. You can keep your koyo.
I'll keep preaching.
But that proves the point. Who's not adding anything to porridge
exactly.
at all?
Exactly.
Who's just putting it in the water, chucking it in the stove or microwave and then just eating it.
Gruel. Yeah, that's what that is. I'm not Oliver Twist.
Yeah. Now, your morning espresso apparently is only a 55, but you can replace it with a skim milk cappuccino. And it turns it into a 73, again, because you're getting a serve of dairy.
But then what about me, IBS, Gilly? I'll take you that into
that
account.
Must take that into account.
And then over 70 is supposed to be, that's where you should be looking. That's where you want most of your diet to be, over 70. So although the nut and chocolate ice cream looks okay at 35 compared to what you thought.
Compared to a cheeseburger.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
31 to 69 is the range that you should eat moderately. And then anything below that is like...
killing
that,
us.
That little tiny triangle in the old food pyramid.
Yes.
So what else is in the top echelon? Like
what should we be
you know, there's lettuce.
So I have to replace my omelette with,
It's almost exclusively fruits and vegetables, with an inkling towards vegetables.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry, the part of this is super obvious and extremely boring and possibly a bit disappointing. That's where we're at.
All right. I'm going to latch onto that chocolate ice cream fact, though. Yeah. I want to get a little bit sexy here, boys.
Oh, naughty, sex, faulty.
Yesterday we asked, we talked about an article that was doing the rounds on 20 ways to get yourself in the mood. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're feeling a bit of a slump in the libido, and there was some advice from a dating and relationships coach. Things like, you know, vibrating panties and aphrodisiac foods and that sort of thing.
Downloading a desire cycle app.
That's right.
Wearing no undies.
That's right. Things like going commando was a big one. Exactly. Yeah. So we just put it out to the HIT family. You know, what are some of the things that get you in the mood, HIT family?
Yeah.
And some of the responses I thought we could share.
Yeah.
And then open it up to the phone. So 131060, we want to know, what's the random thing that gets you in the mood? Because we've ticked off, you know, dipping strawberries in chocolate and feeding them to the partners. Yeah. We've ticked off commando and listening to erotica.
Yeah.
We want to know more random things, like this DM that came through. The smell of wet socks turns me on.
What? That's a horrible smell.
That smells grey.
Smells grey. Well, according to, and this was anonymous, so I won't name them. The smell of wet socks gets them going.
Yeah. You know what? No judgment.
No judgment. Each to their own. Someone has said, seeing my husband do household chores turns me on.
Yes.
I like
when
this.
He's vacuuming.
Someone also said, I would know, been single for over 12 years. Thank you so much for contributing, nonetheless. Someone has said, dimples. I would rather a girl flash me her dimples than her titties. I love dimples.
Dimples are so funny.
Dimples are funny. Yeah. It's a very natural occurrence. You can't, and it's not like bolt-ons. Can you surgically
probably
get dimples?
Yeah,
no, I'll probably
not
go down there. Yeah. Someone said, watching anyone drive manual. Men, women, I don't even care. If I'm in the car and I see you driving manual, be prepared because I'm going to try and mount you.
Not well, just driving it.
Yeah, really.
I like, because Morgan drive manual, I like it when she nails a reverse park. I do.
Is there a little flutter?
Yeah, it's also like a proud turn on. It's it's what's up.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Do you know what's so funny? You know how we were talking about NRL 360 yesterday and about how terrible I think the show is?
Yeah.
I did get a woman saying like, no, my husband has really got me into it, blah, blah, blah. And she said, she goes, when we're actually around with mates and I can quote something from the show,
or
I've got an analytical perspective, I see my husband looking at me like, well, baby, you're going to get some later.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And when Morgan can contribute to NRL chats, it does get me fired up. Like, exactly right. But also, when she comes to play golf with me but really just wants to drive the car.
Mate.
She's like,
golf buggies are very fun.
I know. And she just drives the car and she's like, good shot. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks, baby.
I quite like when Georgette accidentally leaves her stethoscope and like COVID protection glasses on.
Naughty, naughty doctor.
Okay. But why is that a bit of role play for you? It's not even role play. She actually is the doctor.
She's actually the doctor.
Are you the sick patient?
He's
take my
sick
temperature. Oh. The butt way or something like.
The butt way. I won't look. Do it old school.
Don't warm up your hands.
And also, we've only been skiing once together, but I really like her in all her, like, fully decked out in her skiing garb, like helmet and all, goggles. It's as though, because it's so far from the possibility of anything happening, because you would have to take off the helmet and the goggles and the jacket and then the jumper and then the shirt and then the thermals, to be able to even get anywhere near anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's
the
allure.
Thrill of the chase. I like this one. Someone said, I get really horny when I'm running out of time on a test. No idea why.
Oh, it's like the pressure. It's like,
maybe the pressure.
Yeah.
And this one I'm a hard relate to. Mm. What is the random thing that turns you on? Eyeliner on guys. Oh, my God. I love eyeliner on blokes. Yeah.
Adam
Lambert. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much any like
punk rocker.
Emo band.
The amount of times I've asked Angus, can I just have a little draw, just a little swipe? He's like, no. I'm like.
I like chicks in wetsuits.
Okay, is it a similar theory to the snowsuit? It's just
maybe,
like the inaccessibility of it.
I don't know.
What do you got underneath that wetsuit, baby?
That's what's cool about it. Like, I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, 13, 10, 6, you've got that beautiful Call of Fame price up for grabs. What is the random thing that gets you going?
We can even give you a Knights family pass.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's the roar of a crowd.
Oh, there you go.
And McDonald Jones Stadium. It's
very dangerous if that was getting you going every time.
Every time.
Oh, God.
Could never
get another try. Let's go.
13, 10, 60. Random thing turns you on. Have some fun for a Friday. Mm. We'll do it next.
Michael in Rayworth.
No, he's in Rutworth.
Hey, we said no typo pickups this morning, okay? It's normally my job. Michael, what's that random thing that turns you on?
The Aussie girl driving the ute.
Ah, you like that, Michael.
Any stickers of choice on the back of the tray?
Nah, no stickers. The older the ute, the better.
Yeah.
Older the ute. Okay. What about
any Cobra, perhaps, Michael, wearing?
Yeah, that's the go.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's not bad.
I saw a ute going through the car wash the other day. I sent it to your ducko. It said 100% bitch on the back.
That's my lower back tap.
Tramp stamp idea for you, duck man. See a chick just driving that, doing the one hand thing. Yeah.
Bowie's in Cameron Park. Good morning, Bo.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Hey, Bo. Mate. What's that random thing that gets your motor going, babe?
It's not me. It's the ex-girlfriend always used to tell me, like, when I'm reversing my ute, she used to like it when I put my arm behind the seat.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that too.
That's power and dominance.
I like when Gussie does that too. Yeah. Yeah. And you put it behind and then you look over your shoulder, yeah, do the head check.
And then you wink at the girl.
And then you, and you do your one hand thing. You palm that
on.
Steering
yeah.
wheel.
Yeah. Stuff reverse.
I mean, it's no wet socks, but.
we'll give
touché.
You a, touché. You're both going to get nights tickets. Well done. Yes. Family passes for both of you. I'm having some technical difficulties over the side of the desk, by the way, guys. So things are starting to turn off on me if we do lose anything.
Are
goes
you just
wrong.
Saying that because you're worried about this intervention you're now hosting for yourself?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because you said it involved the boss. Are you firing yourself?
I wouldn't do that.
I hope you're not telling us live on air. That's an off-air meeting before we bring it on, I would have thought.
Okay, so here's the situation. I've gone and made a big error. I made a mistake. Gilly, your 40th is happening next Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
As you guys know, I spoke about it yesterday on air where I got the condoms for all my mates who were having a bucks to put on their heads to make it like a bald cap.
Yeah.
I talked about the bucks that I'm organising or assisting in organising because I'm picking up the slack. No one's done anything.
You're the leader of the group assignment.
I tried to be very organised with this bucks because the bucks is 2 days. It's on Friday and Saturday.
Holy moly.
It's next week. I tried to be I'm a groomsman, very important part, couldn't miss it. So months ago, I pulled the boss aside and said, hey, I'm going to need that Friday off the show. I know this doesn't normally happen, but could I have it? He greenlit that months ago. I told you guys, we're all sweet with it. Everyone said, go well, sir. That was fine.
Yeah.
So then months ago, to beat the rush, I booked the flights because flights are also getting expensive, yada, yada, yada.
When you say you booked the flights, you mean you told Morgan to
Morgan booked the flights. She's my flight booker.
Yeah, of course.
She booked the flights. Didn't think too much about it. You guys know I'm really bad with dates, okay? So I've done all that months ago. Then we're talking about Gilly's 40th. Locked in. I was like, yeah, it's on a Thursday. Great. I've got my bucks on the Friday, Saturday. As I was talking about the bucks yesterday, I was like, geez, I better check the time that I'm flying out. Seemingly Friday next week, not thinking that this box is so remote where it is, like where we've got to fly somewhere, then drive 3 hours. Like it's very
remote. Oh my God, you're on off grid for a box.
It's very remote. So it's like, it's going to take a while to get there, particularly from Newcastle. Didn't realize that the flights are on Thursday afternoon that were booked months ago.
No, but that's when his party is.
Yeah, so
I know. I know. And the Friday I have, so I've got the Friday off and the flight is on the Thursday.
But the party is Thursday night.
I know. I didn't realize, but this is why the boss is involved because two people are, I think, above me to blame. One, the boss, because I asked him about this ages ago and he green-lit it. He should have put two and two together. You know what I mean?
Who's the other one?
Morgan. She booked a flight.
Oh. Are you seriously trying to pin it on your wife? Sorry, how old are you?
31, nearly.
Do you live
I'm nearly
out of
40, but obviously that means nothing.
I know.
Are you going to bring your mum and dad into this somehow?
They birthed me. They should know better.
They raised you wrong.
They raised me. I know. I called my mum. I told her this yesterday. She was very upset with me.
So,
why did you call your mum?
Because I feel bad. I don't know what to do. I was trying. I then
so
tried to look at changing.
Yeah. I just.
So I make it better. I'm going to miss
and she made you feel bad. She's like, how could you do this? How could you do this to your
boss? Coming around now, it's your he's swearing at me. This is Greenlee months ago. So anyway, my problem is I can't miss this bucks. It's like a best mate's bucks, and I've organised it ages ago, and it's on the Friday.
And you have the condoms for the bald caps.
We've just started rolling around little promos that you do in between ads and stuff, saying Newcastle's best mates, Nick, Jess and Ducko.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that's on all the billboards and the buses, Gilly.
Yeah.
I know. What? I'm sorry.
Get that feeling.
Well, Ducko, you're going to have to do something to make up for this.
I can fire the boss. I'll look into it.
No.
And get a divorce? What do you mean?
Well, if you guys want me to divorce my wife, I'll do it for the show.
Gilly, seriously.
Seriously.
How do you feel?
Like, I'm sorry, mate. I actually am sorry. I really am. From the bottom of my heart, you know I love a party more than anyone.
Yeah, look, no doubt. Yeah. And you wouldn't miss a party if there was anything you could do about it.
And it's free alcohol and food, which I would never, if the company's paying for it, I'm going to rinse them. You know what I mean? And
I know that you would love to be there.
I'm really, honestly, I'll fall on my sword here. Absolute massive stuff up. Didn't even just check the dates properly. I just thought, yeah, it's a Friday, Saturday, bucks. The Thursday, we went on holidays, didn't even look into it. Booked it all ages ago. And it only came out yesterday when I spoke about the thing on air. And I thought I should look into it. And you know I'm bad with numbers and dates.
Well, just, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do to make it up to Gilly and also to me?
I'm going to buy a diary.
No, no. We want something bigger than that. Gilly wants something bigger than that, as do I. Because we're Newcastle's best mate. I am a member of this
group. You insult one of us. You insult all of us. You've insulted yourself.
I'm sorry. I am outraged on behalf of Gilly. I'm going to need reparations also.
Snooze didn't pull me up on it. She should know. She's a producer.
No, no. Snooze. No. You leave everyone out of this, young man.
Stop shooting out.
You have got.
Okay, yes. All right.
The weekend on Monday. We want reparations.
Reparations.
Okay, I'll make it
and
up
And you
to
can't
you.
Use the money from Gilly's ex mentions jar.
That would buy too much. We'd all get cars.
You okay, have to come all right, up all right, with
that's
something.
That's fair.
And no, like, you know, it's got to be big.
Okay.
It's got to be special.
Okay, so I've got a couple of days to work out what I can do to make it up to you guys.
And you can't ask Morgan or the boss to help you. It's got to be all you. You alone in
the
a...
The boss
in
got
a,
me into this mess.
You alone with a whiteboard.
He's giving me a Friday off for $1 and I'm throwing him under a bus. What a guy.
How dare you give me that day off?
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, I will. I'm honestly, Gilly, I am sorry, mate. I do really want to be there. I do want to be there. I'll make it up to you guys. I'll do something big. I can come up with something big.
For both of us, don't forget.
Yeah, I'll be here all afternoon working on this.
All right.
Yeah.
You can take the whiteboard
into
a quiet room.
Okay.
And you don't leave that room until you've come up with your amends.
Okay. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm going to get slammed. People are going to already start messaging me.
I can't believe
it. I know. Neither can I. It's actually really disappointing. I feel really upset. That's why I call my mum.
And she yells at you.
She was no better for my self-esteem.
All right, well, I'll have to have your beers then.
Hey! 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Tell you what's trending. The NRLW season kicking off with a triple header this weekend.
Finally, yes.
Yeah, so excited for this. It's been a long time coming, but there was so much, like, when was it going to start? How many teams are going to be in it? Yeah. No, we didn't even know a few weeks ago.
Totally, and COVID really impacted the launch and all these sort of things.
Yep.
So it's wonderful to finally see this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. There is a lot happening, and we are so chuffed to have co-captain of the NRLW Knights on the phone right now, Millie Boyle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Now, we're interested because a lot of this has been thrown in the air, you know, different timing changes, length of season, stuff like that. How hard is it to train when occasionally, like, the season's been pulled out from you or moved or stuff like that? How hard is it to be able to manage that mentally?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's something that we've had to do quite a bit lately. So girls are really good at adapting to, you know, when they're needed, when they're required it. When the season starts and when training starts. One of the hardest parts is it's only a very short pre-season. So we've got girls that, you know, we've never played with before, that haven't played rugby league before. They might have come from other sports. And, you know, we're just going out on Sunday, you know, and that's kind of like our trial run, I guess. So there will be a lot of building from there. But, we're confident that we'll be competitive, that's for sure.
Now, Millie. Millie, you came from my old hometown. You came from my old team, the Bronx. And now you're here in my new team, my adopted town, the Knights. You're going up against the Bronx in round one. How do you feel? You're going against, you know, your old friends, your old team. You're captain of this new team. What's going through your head?
Yeah, look, I'm excited. No coincidence that we're coming up against the Bronx, but I'm really excited. I've played against a lot of those girls before in club and with Origin and whatnot, so it's no real difference to that, and I'm really excited to be playing with Newcastle, and that's where I want to be and where I want to play. So I'm really excited, and it'll be really good. Tamika Upton has also come from the Broncos, so we've come down together, so we're both really looking forward.
Got the inside edge here.
Yeah. what's the one thing, because, you know, the Bronx girls will know you well, the one thing that you're like, geez, I hope they don't sledge me about that.
Oh, yeah, say something.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not too much sledging, but the girls really stick up for each other, so it's more just like if someone did, I think you'd just target that player and make them really tired.
Physical sledging, I love it.
I'm a middle, so I feel like I get too tired to sledge or anything. So it's just, you know, effort-based areas anyway.
Millie, what's it like? So obviously you now represent Newcastle. You wear that red and blue, but you are dating a Canberra Raiders boy, Adam Elliott, and he's in town this weekend taking on the Knights boys. What's that chat like between you two? Because obviously you love one another and you're each other's biggest supporter. But when it comes down to game day, are you, I know you just talked about sledging, but are you trying to throw him off his game too to support Newcastle?
It's not like that at all. He's very supportive and I'm very supportive of him. And he's obviously coming here next year, so he's really excited for that. But he's just been so supportive of me and my teammates as well, and just really hopes we do well, and he can't wait to watch the game on Sunday. But I hope he does well, but I hope the team doesn't go too well so that the Knights can get up. So that's where I stand with him.
Look, you're on SAS Australia, the most recent season. Got to ask, what's harder? Because it looks hard on that show.
Yeah, it does look tough.
At pre-season or SAS?
Oh, SAS for sure. Because you know what? You get fed properly in pre-season. And you get to sleep, you get to recover, you get to know when training is and when training's not. And, you know, from day one, I was just hungry and tired, and it was horrible. But, you know, best and worst thing I've ever done. But,
I did appreciate some of your Instagram. You posted some of the things you were saying on the show when you were very delirious and tired, which I probably won't repeat at 7:46 on the radio.
You know what? You honestly forget what you say, because 24/7 that they've got these little cameras in the corners of the room. It's kind of like Big Brother in that sense. You don't actually know they're there. And then you're like, I don't even remember really saying that.
Oh, God. Better go back and watch the tape. Millie, before we let you go, can you tell us about this program you are very proud to be a part of called Game Changer?
Yes, so Game Changer, we've kicked the programs off at the Knights, and we've got another one coming up on Tuesday. So I facilitate them. They're inclusive wellbeing programs, and they're focusing on mental and physical health for people with disabilities. And it's just giving people with disabilities a chance to be a part of a team, to be supported, to have that mentoring and those support networks around them to make better choices in life and feel more confident in the community and get back into the community. So, we've got another five-week program kicking off on Tuesday, and I run them from the Knights HQ at Mayfield, and they're great fun. Everyone from the programs are coming along to the game on Sunday. They're really excited. So, it's just kind of getting everyone a part of a team and feeling important and being included.
Oh, it's bloody awesome. Yeah, well so done. Good. What inspired you to be a part of this in UWE?
So I started the programs because of my sister. Mm-hmm. My younger sister, Hannah, has Down syndrome, and I'm one of five kids, so she hasn't been treated any differently because of that. And I just feel like her being a part of, you know, a team and a group has really helped her with her confidence, and I want to be able to give that to other people as well.
Oh, love that.
We love having you here in UWE, the Dally M winner last year as well. You're a great player, a great person, so Millie Ball, go out there this weekend and win, okay? Good luck.
All right, no pressure. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, everyone knows the rules. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take the first answer. Can't use the same one twice. If you're unsure of the question, you can say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Port Stephens, we've got Georgia. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're so good, Georgia. Beautiful part of the world you live in. How's Port Stephens this morning?
Very nice, bit overcast, but can't complain. It's not raining, so. Okay.
It's supposed to be a hot day today, isn't it?
Nah, she's just 21.
21.
It didn't kick.
The 25 prediction a few days ago didn't
kick.
Oh, wait, are you telling me the Apple weather was actually right for once in its life?
I went full his on a Monday thinking, like, it's going to be hot.
Because the bomb said.
Yeah, I stuffed it. It wasn't. Well, the bomb stuffed it.
The bomb. What are you going to do with 10G, George?
I would pay all my bills off because cost of living is just so bad at the moment. So 10K would be perfect just to fix all that and then go on a holiday.
Preach, yes. Georgia.
Amen, sis. All right.
On. Get yourself a dozen eggs, you know?
Yes.
And if you're lucky.
Even a lettuce.
Yeah, if you're lucky, lettuce. Yeah.
A lovely frittata coming your way. Does that use egg? It uses egg.
I'm not sure you're chucking lettuce in a frittata.
You could have a salad on the side of your frittata.
Put it down.
Georgia. This is the most solid of all the letters.
Oh,
what's she got?
She's got S.
slippery snake.
S for September. All right? That's good.
Okay.
That's good. All right. Let's pay off George's bills. Your time will start after the first question, babe, starting with the letter S. We need you to name a kitchen item.
Spoon.
A dog breed.
Supreme.
A Beyonce song.
Single Ladies.
A board game.
Sea-doo.
A condiment.
Sauce.
An adverb.
Sorry.
A movie.
Spider-Man.
A beer brand.
Pass.
A zodiac sign.
Scorpion.
A ball sport. We're out of time.
Sorry, Georgia. Hey, you definitely nailed four. Well done. And you've got a one-month membership at Strong Pilates, the new low-impact fitness experience for those down for more.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, dog breed supreme might be. We would have to look that up. But St. Bernard Shih Tzu, probably what you're looking for. Board game, snakes and ladders. Scrabble is a goodie. Adverb, suspiciously, surprisingly. A beer brand, Stone and Wood, Stella Artois. Zodiac sign, Sagittarius, Scorpio. And a ball sport, snooker, softball, squash.
Good effort, George.
Thank you. God, it puts you under pressure, doesn't it?
It does. That timer, it does things
it
to people.
It gets you.
Yeah. Thanks
yeah,
for playing.
That's right. Thank you.
The good news for everyone else out there as well, we do play again at 8. Snooze, you want to chime in dog breed?
Oh, it's a brand.
Supreme. Supreme, yes. Oh. You open a little can.
Gotcha. Not the breed.
Well, good to have that top of mind.
That's good.
Yeah, well
good.
Done, Georgia.
Yes, yes.
Okay, gender reveal parties. What do we know about them?
That you're trying to find out if it's a boy or a girl to tell the world, but obviously you want it to go viral.
Yes.
So people are getting kookier and kookier with them.
Viral! They exactly. seem to be, like setting lots of trees on fire accidentally.
Remember the bushfire one?
Yep. Yes. It was a 47,000-acre fire that caused $8 million of damage once.
Yes, yeah. There was one recently where they let off fireworks, but the family was not in the allocated distance away. Yeah. Many injuries from the fire poppers going off. I don't think anyone noticed if it was blue or pink sparkles at the end of that.
Yeah.
It was more like, my eyes. Yeah.
But is it worth it for the kid? Absolutely it is.
100%.
Yeah, obviously.
They got
you
memories.
Want yeah. the first, celebration around your kid's life to be memorable.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what's memorable, a gender reveal party that goes viral.
Exactly. And when it all started, it was like cutting of cakes and stuff like that.
I've not seen one cake cut.
No. That's so boring.
Long time.
If you walked up to a gender reveal and they were cutting a cake, you'd be like, oh, why am I here?
Totally. The balloons are still going, the big balloon, yep. and you pop yep. it and you the pop. Sparkles.
A lot of footy players kicking balls and they break open with the colour. I've seen hitting golf balls.
Do you know which one I like? I think it's very sweet. The couple has a big umbrella, which is closed.
Oh, yes.
And then one of them will hold it up over them and then open it. Oh. And then all the confetti will fall out from under the umbrella.
Oh, that's
you know
fun.
Why? Great pick.
Great pick
great
indeed.
Pick moment.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realise about gender reveal parties in the early days was that the parents don't know. And you have to give the gender to either the baker or the umbrella person.
Or the best friend or someone
or
who
something.
You trust.
Yeah.
It is weird you've got to give it to some random, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know that when, hopefully when my day comes, it'll be you two. You two will know.
We'll know.
You'll be the ones to know because you'll be the ones planning. I don't plan my
danger.
Own gender reveal.
That is so dangerous.
Obviously, I'll find out.
Maybe it'll be Nick
Gill. It's going to be so hard for me to have that information.
And we're going to find out, obviously, by holding a crystal in front of your belly.
Of course. And if it sways one way, it's a boy. And if it spins, it's a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get it.
People with facial injuries from fighting as babies, dressed up as babies, all kinds of stuff. But I think this one takes the cake. So Maria Popa, I hope I pronounced that correctly, she's an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
She also does some pole dancing. Yeah. Well, she decided to hire two pole dancers to jump onto a stripper pole and dance in different coloured togs. So one in blue, one in pink, and then they do a big routine together.
So the... Usually when there's two people involved, like I've seen swimming races, one woman saying, my brothers wanted to be involved in my gender reveal and it's the brothers come out and they swim, but there's a clear winner.
Yeah.
I've seen ninjas what are the Power Rangers?
Yep.
And it's a fight. How do you win stripper pole?
Okay, so it was weird. So they both start on the pole together and they're dancing together and then...
Yeah.
And then one goes up the pole and then another one goes up the pole.
Okay.
And then they grab hands and they're fighting. Pulling, 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 pulling.
A classic stripper fight. They're the greatest.
Mate, sexy. And throw some jelly in the mix.
Sometimes vicious.
Oh,
sometimes know. Vicious.
Yeah.
And then as they're pulling, the video stops and you don't find out the gender.
Oh.
Now, it was revealed then, because everyone started blowing up, like, what's the point of a gender reveal video without revealing the gender?
Yes.
She posted later that day that a stripper, we don't know, not a stripper, just a pole dancer,
yep,
decided to just go up to a balloon then and pop it with the colour of the gender on there.
Could have at least done it with the stilettos.
Oh, yeah, that's how they like win. One of them takes it off and stabs it, and then pop, it's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's done this wrong,
obviously.
Or it's
like, you know that game with the balloon that they sometimes play, I'm not quite sure where, but you would have seen online where you've got to hump the balloon, yeah, you've got to pop it, like, wow, there's something like that.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I wanted to ask, is this giving you any ideas, Jess?
It absolutely is. I love the combination of, yes, getting friends involved, i.e. my two best pals, Nick and Ducko.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then some sort of activity where you both get to shine, but then obviously the winning gender will reign triumphant.
Who
I don't
do you
like
think
this
out
one
of us would be the humpy and the humper and the balloon gender reveals?
I reckon you'd take me for a spin, mate.
Okay, so you'd be the winning gender.
You'd pick me up and throw
What's
me around.
What's the point? You're so
My
wrong.
Goodness.
No!
These are some situations where we need to ask, don't ya? Or do ya?
You won't get asked a simpler question on 131060, do you or don't you? We'll give it to you in a second, but the rules of engagement are, and this will be interesting for this one in particular, whatever we decide, you have to go forth and do.
Yes, yeah. I don't like that for this one. I really don't.
Good point. Today's do you, don't you comes from my household.
Yeah.
Do you, don't you wipe your dog's bum? And I'll expand it out to pet. I should say pet. Do you wipe your pet's bum?
Pet's butt.
I'd love to know someone who's wiping their guinea pig's bum.
Goldfish.
Goldfish's bum.
Yeah, please explain.
I bring this to you because during the week I was popping down to the shops and I said to my darling husband, Angus, do we need anything else? I've rattled off a few things I had on my list. And he went, yeah, can you get some baby wipes? And now he's a big fan of the Dettol antibacterial wipes. And I was like, oh, you mean the Dettol wipes? He goes, no, baby wipes.
Low allergenic.
You don't have babies, free,
though. Fragrance.
I don't have babies, Ducker. Yeah. You're so right. Yeah. And what could I possibly need baby wipes for? Angus wanted them because our darling 8-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback sometimes does sloppy poos, and he wants to start wiping his butt.
No, you don't.
I went to Doc's Mega Safe Chemist.
Yeah.
At Markentown there, and I read the packaging. I did all that, Gilly. Soap free, fragrance free, all natural for sensitive skin. I thought would be most appropriate for a dog's butthole.
Yeah.
And I came home with the Curash baby wipes. What? And now they sit just next to the poo bags there. So when we
so even in public, when you take him out, he does number two in public.
Sorry, like, no. This is boy. More. No, this is more in the backyard where we have them because we just tidy up our backyard every now and then. And so we've started doing that. The logic is that we invite Gianni up onto the bed just for a cuddle before he goes to his own bed. And sometimes Gilly, he's leaving a little something something, which is yucky. It's yucky,
That's
so
gross.
Why not nip it in the butt at the time of
what in the butt? I said
at the time of excretion.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to clean the doona cover.
Doesn't he give it a little lick?
No.
Can you train that?
Oh, I've never noticed. He definitely goes to town on his
genitalia.
On his gigantic testicles.
They're so big.
But I've never seen him. He's a big boy. Maybe he can't maneuver himself
around.
I'm jealous.
I look at him like, man, what's up?
To the butt.
I've already asked if we can keep them when they go.
We have, yes. He'll be de-sexed in a couple of months' time. They'll
Can't
be in
wait
a jar.
To have my ball necklace.
So the question, do you, don't you wipe your dog's bum? We've invited good friend of ours personally, who is always open and honest with us, Perry from
good
the
morning.
Afternoon show. Good morning, Pezzy.
Hi, guys. How are we?
So good. Now,
not,
Perry,
not
you
good,
have...
Mate.
There's so much to unpack here, guys.
you have a four-legged... little baby.
Yeah, my little Juki. Now, first of all, I'm very disappointed in you, Ducko, that you would be against this because I feel like as though if you are not a good dog parent, if you do not wipe your own dog's butt.
I'm sorry,
big,
what?
Big from you, Pam.
You know I'll go above and beyond for Pam. She's a lady. She doesn't need me to wipe her butt. She's pretty confident pooing.
You are game enough to own a dog or own a pet, then you must be game enough and responsible enough to wipe its butt. Now, Jess, what you said, I do. Duke does lick his own butt.
He can get to it.
He can get to it, sometimes very ferociously. I'm like, you need to calm down.
Ferociously.
But there was one instance where over Christmas, where it's because it's his birthday on the 19th of December, and I got him like a little doggy cake,
and it did not sit well,
and he was doing
wiping it all night.
He was doing little wet poo, so I had to go. You actually can go now. You went to Doc's Mega Save, great pharmacy. However, you can actually go to Pet Balm and they sell alcohol-free dog wipes.
Oh, it's purpose-made.
Purpose-made. Okay. There's no alcohol. There's no
fragrance-free.
And it's you can actually use it on, you can clean their coat with it, but you can also clean their butt with it.
Okay.
But I've also had instances where he'll chew on his blanket and he'll swallow it sometimes.
He gets
constipated, so he can't bring out his whole poo. So I'll have to like bend down and
grab it out.
Grab it out.
The blanket.
I've had to do that before.
You help them out.
And then give it a little wipey.
You gotta do that with it. Yeah, but I'm not. I never wipe. Morgan and I've never wiped Pam.
Her
tail's always up. You know, so
you can see.
She's presenting. You can see. Never. It's always clean. So I'm a big don't you?
She's not leaving smears.
You've got some support online, actually. Darren says, "Nah." He drags his ass. So, you know, there's people in your camp.
Me and Darren, baby. Two peas in a pod.
Oh, the dogs. Is that why they do it? I thought they had itchy bums, but are they just wiping themselves clean?
I think Darren might want to get some worm treatment. Wipe your pet's butt.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Call us, please. I mean, come on. Where's the don't yous? Give us some support. And we're at Call of Fame. $500 at Kate and Cole. They have the amazing jewellery. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. Do your don't you wipe your dog's butt. We'll do it next. Taylor, start us off, do you? Don't you wipe your pet's butt?
Good morning, guys. I'm a do-ya.
Okay.
What?
Taylor, talk to us. What have you got?
So, my dog sleeps with me the night time, and she likes to cuddle up around my neck. So, sometimes there is a bit of a odour. So, I did start and get some fragrance-free wipes and just did a little bit of a wipe before she goes to bed.
It's for your benefit as much as theirs, Taylor.
It is, yep. And if she sits on the lounge next to us and watches TV, you don't want any skid marks on your lounge.
Yeah, I mean, all that's good points. But I've never had any of this with Pam. I've never noticed.
Kelly and Cameron Park, do you, don't you? I wipe your
dog. I'm a don't you.
Okay. Yeah, straight off the bat, Kelly.
I don't even let my dog on the lounge because I don't even like thinking that my head's been where his butt's been. Like, I don't want to. It's just horrible. Yeah. And even at the night time, we put our dog in a playpen because I don't want him jumping up on the lounge through the night and wiping his butt on it.
They are famous for doing it.
They are.
You know, giving
they
it a little 1-2, 1-2 into the couch
absolutely.
Cushion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really gross when you think about
totally.
It.
Totally.
Kate's in Cliffley on 13, 10, 60. Kate, dude, don't you wipe your pet's butt.
I'm a do-ya.
You're a do-ya. What do you have, Kate? What sort of pet?
Grow up.
So I've got a little chihuahua named Callie, and she has the same problem as Duke. She chews her blanket, and often she'll get a little bit of cotton or something stuck, so it's like a magic trick. You've got to get a wipe and pull it out.
Okay, and a chihuahua, you can imagine, like a little dog, you know, and she still has to wipe the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to do it. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly.
All right, Evie and Raymond Terrace, do you, don't you, wipe your dog's butt?
Good morning, guys. I'm with Ducker here. It's a docha.
Thank you.
I mean, Evie, what sort of pet parent are you? You obviously don't love your dog as much as we love our dogs.
Sorry, it's gross.
It's reasonable. Gross. It's reasonable. Okay. I mean, we're pretty split here. Chloe's in Maitland, do you? Don't you, Chloe, wipe your pet's butt?
I do.
Very good. Have you got a dog or a cat or a guinea pig?
I have a cat. She's a rag doll, so she's quite fluffy.
Oh, so exactly. You got to get it off the fur.
Oh, that's tough.
Cats particularly love a little lick with that sandpaper tongue.
Yeah. Okay, Colin, I'm going to say this, but if it goes to a do-ya's win. If it goes to a don't-ya, it's a tie.
Okay, so if it's a do-ya, you have to go to Doc's Mega Save Chemist and buy the Curash fragrance-free, alcohol-free, soap-free baby wipes and start wiping your girl's butt. Riley's in Thornton.
Goodness.
Riley, do you don't-ya wipe your dog's bum?
Oh my God! I
said what? No.
Yes, Riley. Can you please explain to Ducko why it's important?
Oh, I'm
really sorry, Ducko, but I love the fact that I'm the deciding factor. Like you, Jess, we let our little boy into the bed of a morning just for a bit of a snuggle. Mm-hmm. We've got two Frenchies. One does a clean and jerk, and the other one's a bit of a dribbler.
A dribbler.
Okay. And let's face it, little Frenchies can't reach their front bum or their back bum to clean it, so it's up to mum.
That's what mum's for. Exactly. Do you have a recommendation on wipe that Ducko should go out and purchase?
Yeah, really tell me, yeah.
I must admit, Jess, I'm probably a little bit of a bad parent, so I'm going to race out to Pet Warehouse and get the proper ones. We use kitchen ones and give it a bit of a dab because they're readily available.
Oh, a little bit of Viva Handy Towel. Okay.
Why not? Tomato, tomato.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Okay, so there's been a fine for someone. Now, this was in Queensland, but the rules are the same everywhere. You know, there's speeding cameras and all that stuff. You know, now, particularly here in Newcastle, lots of those white cameras on top of traffic poles are the mobile phone cameras.
Yeah. Yes, to detect if you're on your phone, obviously.
Yeah, and they can swivel too. They're usually at intersections and stuff, and they can go to each different sort of spot at the intersection.
And it's not even texting or calling, changing the song, getting Google Maps up, any sort of touching.
Now, before you drive, obviously, you listen to Hit, we sort it out for you, but you got to select your playlist if you want to do it. It makes it too hard,
God.
If your screen's on and it's on your lap, I'm pretty sure that they can find you for
that. Yes, my sister got done for that. It was on her lap and her screen was glowing.
Just touching, touching? The thigh was touching it.
Anyway, there's been a lady, Hayley Gillard, she's a TikToker. She was in the front seat, so the passenger seat, okay? She was driving. One of those cameras detected that she was wearing her seatbelt wrong, so she got hit with a $4,100 fine.
She's
$4,000.
She's a passenger.
No, 4 points, $1,000. Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, the demerits.
Yeah, yeah.
How was she wearing her seatbelt?
She had it on, plugged in. But she said she was feeling sick, so it was under her underarm, not over the top.
Oh, like you did when you were a little kid.
Exactly, when you were a little. But apparently it's got to be, you know, for safety, it's got to be over your shoulder. And not under the shoulder, not under the arm. She had it under the arm. The camera picked it up and went, "We're fining you. It's $1,000 and 4 points."
Like, I think that's understood that it's supposed to be over the shoulder, but $1,000.
I know.
Seriously?
I know. Surely that's a bit much, isn't
that
it?
That is funny. Sometimes I do get a bit nauseous, a bit motion sickness or whatever, and across your chest does feel like it's exacerbating it or something. Yeah. God, that's good to know that the under the arm thing is, finable for that amount.
Yes.
And four demerits being in... the passenger seat.
Yeah, I imagine that. Yep, yeah.
Without notice. Mm. It's a thing, as the driver, if your passengers don't have their belts on, you also cop a punishment?
Only if they're under 18.
Understood. Okay.
As far as I understand, totally across
the rules. So in this instance, the person driving this girl didn't get a fine.
So to the point where everyone in the car just needs to be sitting there at all times, a bit not talking, just dead straight, not touching anything.
You've
got to
have a checklist before you start the engine.
You really do.
Yeah.
You know, all the things.
I think it's illegal to even film the driver.
Is it?
And to put up on socials and stuff like that because you're distracting the driver.
I think
you're right.
Once did a video at my old radio station doing a little dance in the car. My old co-host was driving. I was filming.
Oh, yeah.
Cops got in touch with the station saying you need to tell your breakfast guys to take that down.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
You can't even film the driver.
Can't film the driver. Now, we were trying to have a little boogie in the front seat. He definitely had his eyes on the road and all that. He wasn't being ridiculously... mobile. Yeah. But yes, they said, no, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
I think you're right there, Gilly.
Jeez. Okay. Keep the seatbelts above, guys.
Yes.
Not below.
Word to the wise. I saw this article, a professional party animal. Yeah. She's employed by a club.
Corey Worthington?
It's not Corey Worthington. It's her name's Danielle. She's employed at a club that is famous for hens parties and bucks parties and stuff as a professional party animal to keep the vibes high all night. Good. Because she was a reveler that would frequent this club often and the owners noticed that, geez, this chick can really hold her drink. So let's employ her to keep the vibes high. And I'm sure from the bar's perspective, keep the bar bill going. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, come on, boys, keep partying, girls, another round on me or another round on you now and keep that sort of thing going. She's come out with her unbeatable hangover cure. And I feel like we need to trust Danielle because, as I said, this is her profession.
Yeah. You hear some whack hangover cures.
Totally. She needs to back it up night after night. Now, yes, we have heard some wacky ones, Ducko. Mm-hmm. Danielle's very simple. Packet of cheese and onion chips and Diet Coke.
What?
Cheese and onion chips.
Cheese and onion chips.
One of the worst flavours.
And a and maybe that's why. Yeah. It's so not a common flavour. People are missing it as a potential hangover cure. I'm thinking it's going to be the big fried breakfast or the Zinger combo from KFC or whatever. Nah, she says packet of chips, plain cheese and onions. Yeah. And Diet Coke. She goes, I'm able to back it up night after night, and I put it down to my chips.
I always, it doesn't matter what state I'm in, I'll have 3 glasses of water before I go to bed, and I've just never really got hangovers.
Yeah, but you've never really been maggot.
I'm like, this is the AFL, even in your Mad Monday days?
Yeah, when you've got to do, when you finish on a Saturday, you go out Saturday night, and then you've got to go straight through to Sunday for Silly Sunday.
You're telling me 3 glasses of water could cure an AFL?
Three big glasses of water.
It doesn't do it for
bed.
Me. It just makes me wee all night, and then it sometimes bloats me that night, and I feel sick. The water thing.
It definitely makes you wee that night.
I have no hangover cures.
You just ride the wave, baby.
It is a horrible, horrible Sunday, and even worse Monday, and then I'm back on Tuesday.
Well, maybe. It's Friday. If you are, we have a work shindig tonight,
we
Ducko.
Do.
You know what you're going to do before we hit the town?
Yes.
You're going to get a packet of cheese and onion chips.
Okay.
A Diet Coke. Yes. You're going to put it on your bedside table. Report back on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show.
So you told us you were going to tell us about what fruit will extend our life, and instead you told us about a bloke shoving a bottle up his bottom. Three.
Nick, Jess and Ducko always talk about relevant, up-to-the-minute topics.
What did you just say, Jess?
I said, how funny is pole vault?
So it was great to hear the Hit family are also making sure they're only sharing the biggest stories of the day, like Natalie and Fletcher.
And gosh, we've got a good Call of Fame prize this week.
If you get involved in the program, you could take that home come Friday. Just say good morning, bam. Yeah. In with a chance.
We don't get enough people calling in saying good morning. Natalie's in Fletcher. She's called through. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
She's in the prize.
Oh, babe.
But also, it's a wonderful day because it's Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block's birthday today.
Oh, Donnie, happy birthday.
Donnie.
We dedicated our 8 o'clock hour to that.
Yeah. But, we had a whole montage package we were going to play for Donnie.
So that's been spoiled now.
Way to go, Nat.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block's birthday today.
Oh, Donnie, happy birthday. Step by step. Ooh, baby.
The dating world is scary these days, but it's good to know that there are still some really caring, creative men out there when courting young ladies like producer Alex.
Oh, these are some bad pickup lines.
For Snoozy,
they're
two of them.
Just as bad as the ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
Is there any that sticks out in your mind that's just like, wow?
I got this one recently where they asked me if I would be a what car would I be?
That's not bad. What'd you say?
I can't remember what I replied, but he goes, oh, I would have thought that you're a minivan because I want to put my kids in you.
Oh, my God!
Bang! Bang! And he's hit the homer.
Oh my God.
So where'd you go for dinner?
Wow. Yes. Control,
ABS and EFI. I keep her Michelins at 32 PSI. Hey, little minivan, we're going to the children's museum.
Had a rough week. First, he was body shamed by the himself.
My wife and I, we did a unintentional jinx, personal jinx moment. I'd just had a shower. I'd seen myself in the mirror and Georgette had just been through the pantry and seen what was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just had a shower and I'll tell you what. And we both said at the same time, we need to go on a diet.
Oh, yeah.
Because she also was looking at you in the nude.
Then he was quite rightly fashion shamed by his wife.
Georgette, my beautiful wife, quite often when I'm grabbing clothes for the next day, she'll just be lying in bed and I'm in the corner. You can barely see me and I'll just hear, no.
But all of this shaming is fine because he came out looking pretty cool when he started talking about boxing.
The Highway Hotel, which I actually used to frequent when I used to live there.
Did you? Yeah. The Highwayman.
Big screen, you know. Go watch the boxing bout.
Oh, my God. Don't call it the boxing bout as well.
Ding, ding, am I right?
Are you here to watch the bout?
Simmer down. The boxing bout is about to commence.
What a round. I think he won on points.
Oh, my boy won. Brandy for all.
And that's it for Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three.
And
Well done.
Look, we're pretty much out of here. I've got a question that might make me look really stupid here.
Yeah. No, no question's a dumb question, mate.
No,
come
not
on.
At all.
Have I only realised for the first time after seeing it written there? Yes. So we like have the little grabs that we play. It has a title and it said Air Con. Is Con Air, the movie, a play on words for Air Con? Because they've just switched it around.
Con Air.
But does it have anything to do with Air Con?
No, it doesn't, but like they're just like having a little bit of fun.
Oh, see,
Aircon,
I thought
Con
it was
Air.
Just like, you know, you might say Thai Air. Airways. I thought it was like convicts.
Yeah, but it could have been Crim Air or, you
could've
know,
been.
Prison
Con,
Air.
Con does sound cooler.
It does, and convict is cool, you know. Yeah. That's it. It's a different sort of word.
Con Air.
We're hearing, you know, we're used to hearing
I'd
prisoner.
Say
okay,
all.
So it's not a massive oversight on my part for 20-odd years.
No, I don't think it's a massive oversight.
I also think That's the Cage is probably best movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I reckon it's up there.
When he comes out and glistens his hair.
Nah, yes. It's got to be Ghost Rider.
Best because it's the worst.
Where his, no, his face off head is on. Oh, face off.
What's pretty the average. Testicles one?
Testicles!
Yeah, was
that? Oh, God, that's a newish one.
Testicles!
Damn, I don't even know what the hell that movie's
exactly,
actually called.
Exactly.
Oh, nah. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's
nah,
very
nah,
good.
Nah, nah. Go on in 60 seconds.
Oh, it's also good.
Go on,
Eleanor.
Man.
Eleanor, don't do this to me.
I don't know this.
Man, we could go about the Cage all day. We shan't, though, because Shawnee B and Pez coming up. They've got Friday's live tickets to give away.
Are you joking?
What's the day today? Friday's live tickets to give away on this station.
So they are on sale at the moment, but Shawnee B and Pez got your free tips.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
You need to be
scenes.
Listening all day to hit. Keep it locked because they've got your Friday's live tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We'll be back next week. Hear what I'm going to do for the guys on Monday because I can't
reparations,
come to the
40th. Baby.
I know. Oh, I've got to come
it's
up with
be under
bigger.
The hood.
I know. I've got a big idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Totally. Nick, Jess, and Duncan.